Shalom, everybody. We're continuing in Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat, on the Agadata, chapter 5, Piska 35. And the Gemara, long Gemara tonight, talks about, if you remember, we're talking about Zchut Avot, that the merit of the forefathers somewhere along the line runs out. And so the Gemara reads as follows. Me'imatai tamazchut avot. At what time does the merit of the forefathers run out? In other words, the idea is that if we have a certain merit, at some point, the chovot, or the averot, the sins, outweighs the mitzvot of our forefathers. So the question is, at what point does that really happen? Those who have Rashi should follow along in Rashi. Well, the Gemara says, Mei matay tamazchut avot, when does the merit of the fathers end? Amar Rav, mi mei Hoshea ben Be'eri. In the time of the Navi Hoshea, that is when it ran out. Why? Because the pasuk in Hoshea Perek Bet reads as follows: Agale et navluta le'inei ma'aveha, ve'ish lo yatzilena miyadi. Right? Literally, it means Hashem says, "I will reveal the nakedness or the disgustedness of Israel to the eyes of her beloved." It's referring to the idols. Ve'ish lo yatzilena miyadi, and nobody can save Israel from my hand. In other words, even the Avot, even Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who used to have a lot of merit, somewhere along the line, we had so many sins that it outweighed the merit. Continues the Gemara. Ushmuel amar miyamei Chazael. Or just read Rashi, V'ish lo yatzilena, she'ein od zchut le'avot she'achalum. Right? There is no merit from the forefathers that God should not do away with the Jewish people. The second opinion is, when did the merit of the forefathers run out? Again, the first opinion of the time of the Navi Hoshea. Shmuel Amar, he says, B'yamei Chazael, she'ne'amar, as it says in the book of Kings 2, V'chazael melech Aram lachatzet Yisrael kol yemei Yehoahaz. This is towards the end of the first Beit HaMikdash. And Chazael, the king of Aram, pressured us. Uchtiv, and it says, continues there, Vayachan Hashem otam vayorachamim vayifen aleihem lima'an burito et Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'lo ava hashchitam. Hashem turned to the covenant of the forefathers, and he did not want to eradicate the Jewish people. V'lo hishlicham mi'al panav ad ata, and he didn't throw down the Jewish people until now. Rashi explains, Vayifen aleim leman brito et Avraham v'gomer, v'lo hishlicham mi'al panav ad ata, aval mikan va'elech, now Hishlicham, Hashem is throwing down the Jewish people. Velo panayel britavot, and the covenant of the forefathers ran out. By the way, notice Rashi uses the term britavot and zchutavot interchangeably. Tosfot doesn't do that. But that's not our topic for today. It's just a chidush. Interesting that Rashi doesn't differentiate. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Amar, third answer to the question, when did we run out of the merit of the fathers? Amar mimei Eliyahu, in the time of Elijah the prophet. Shnei Amar, as it says in the famous story of Elijah on Mount Carmel, where he challenges the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the prophets of Baal, to a duel. Right? You build the altar, I'll build an altar. You choose an animal, I'll choose an animal. You pray to your gods, and I'll pray to our gods. And we'll see which God lights up the altar. Vayhi ba'alot mincha, vayigash Eliyahu anavi, vayomer Hashem Elohei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yisrael, hayom yivada v'gomer. today it will be known, Hashem is saying, that I am the true God. What does it mean, today it will be known? Look in Rashi, Elohei Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael Ayom Yivada, She'ata Zocher Brit Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael. B'dikamar Ayom Yivada V'tulo Michlal D'tama. Right? Until now, we still had the merit of the forefathers, but for now, it's going to be a totally different story. It will be Hayom Yivada, because you will recognize the greatness of God, that Hashem will watch over you. But there's no more Zchut Avot. V'Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth opinion, Amar Mimei Chizkiyahu, from the time of Chizkiyahu. Shene'emar, as it says in Yeshayahu Perek Tet, Limarbea Misra V'Leshalom in Ketz Al Kisei David V'Al Mamlachto. It's talking about the eternal peace that will belong to the family of King David and his descendants. Lahachin ota ulisa'ada b'mishpat u'bitzdakat, to support that kingdom with righteousness and with justice. Me'ata ve'ad olam, from now on, kinat Hashem tzva'ot ta'ase zot, the zealousness of God, He will take care of the family of David forever. In other words, Hashem will take care of it, but it won't longer be, no longer be Zchut Avot. In other words, we see four different places where the prophets say, well, from now on, it's going to be a different story. And each time it's a different story. And the obvious question is, why are there four different opinions? Right? Usually, if you have machloket, you have two opinions, three opinions, four opinions, it's a lot. And as we're going to see, Rav Kook is going to explain that each one of these opinions symbolizes a certain falling of the Jewish people, that Hashem has to pick them up. Now, I'll mention already, I'll foreshadow parenthetically, that you don't have to worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is going to protect Am Yisrael. We are always going to be His chosen people. And the question is just whether it's going to be because of this reason, because of Zchut Avot, or because of this reason Hashem is going to step in, or because of David HaMelech there. But it's interesting that even when the Gemara here is talking about how we ran out of the credit of the forefathers, we always have another reason to have credit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His love of Am Yisrael is an eternal thing. And obviously, playing in the background here is the polemic with the Christians, who always claim that God, as if it were, abandoned the Jewish people and changed His mind, and Hashem isn't connected anymore with a nation and a land and a language and a people and a history. Well, we know from here and from hundreds of places throughout the Tanakh that Hashem does not change His mind. He does not and will not ever give up the Jewish people. Rav Kook writes as follows, paragraph Aleph. Haneshama ha'elyona shel ha'avot, the great soul of the avot, hachoderet b'Yisrael b'kocha Elohi, that great soul which penetrated the power of, which penetrated Israel with its great godly drive, Andorot Achronim. And Rav Kook is already pointing out, hey, it lasted a long time. Whether you say that it lasted 20 generations, or 30 generations, or 40 generations, right down to towards the end of the first Beit HaMikdash, everyone agrees that the Zchut Avot, that godly spirit of our forefathers, lasted a long time. So even if it ran out, it did last a long time. He notenet le'uma, so this, the spirit of our forefathers, gives Am Yisrael u'ma kula, gives the entire nation of Israel, etzchut gikiuma u'ma'amada, gives us the right to endure and to have that special role, the chosen people. Bi'ikarim ha'yesodiyim she'oma tzricha libanot aleihem b'toram gadol. That great job that Am Yisrael has, that important role of being an important nation, of bringing monotheism and morality and the Tanakh and prophecy and God to the world. Ubetzivyonam yuchad ladavka, and that special tzivyon, the special personality of the Jewish nation, Am Yuchad, bityachdut Elohit shel Shem Hashem Elohei Yisrael anikra alamo v'nachlato. Right? It came from Avraham, and then continued through Yitzchak, and not through Yishmael, and then continued to Yaakov, and not through Esav, and this has been running for many, many generations. Shebezik kalul et kol ma she'am tzarich lo. We have that godly spirit that came to us through our fathers, that gives us everything that we really need. Ben b'kiyumo achumri, whether it's enough to keep us going physically, nationally, for many tens of generations. Ben b'kiyumo aruchani haklali, whether spiritually, looking at the general spirituality of the Jewish people. B'tor am chashuv ba'umot, as our role, as an especially important nation among the nations. Ben b'kiyumo hamiyuchad b'tor am Hashem v'goy kadosh. In addition to having a special role among the nations, we have a special role eternally as God's nation, as the holy nation. Paragraph bet. V'nei afa pe'a she'akisharon shel ha'kedusha ha'menuchelet me'avot ha'olam hu kayam adei ad. Here notice, Rav Kook is foreshadowing, and he's telling us, don't worry, even though the topic of the Gemara is when does the fortune, the merit of the fathers run out, it really never runs out. It will be adei ad. It will be forever. V'noten koach v'chayim l'chol yachid v'yachid mi'Yisrael. And it's enough to keep each and in every individual Jew going, whether in a long exile, out in Australia, or South Africa, or South America, all around the world, every single individual. V'acharit v'tikva l'uma kula adei ad. And in the end of days, the role of Israel, as we see throughout the prophets, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, we are going to be that. We're going to carry out our role as the light to the nations. And we still say to this day that Hashem remembers the kindness of the Avot. Parenthetically, it hasn't run out. In other words, even though the topic of the Gemara here is that the merit of the fathers run out, we say three times a day, Zocher Chazdei Avot Umevi Goel Ivnei V'neam Da. Till the end of the days, this Chut Avot is continuing. Ach. But, and now Rav Kook is going to explain the Gemara. Because on the one hand, Chut Avot is eternal. Ach Ba'avonot HaKlal VeHaprat. But because of the sins, the mistakes of the nation of Israel and of the individual Jew, yuchal la'or hagadol hazel lihit alem. This light can be covered up. It's always there, zchut avot, but it can be covered up. Ad she'im bo koach lihit galot b'chayei haklal, that you don't see it revealed in the life of the nation. Maybe an individual great person, he's living as a great person, but it's not because of Avram's greatness, because Avram's greatness ran out. Ve'az ha'uma nofelet ad et ketz sha'yisurim memarkim et avona. And in fact, through 2,000 years of exile, where that special merit of the fathers has not been seen, and as a result, we have fallen and we have suffered. That's one of the key words here, the suffering of the galut, which purifies us from our sins. Right? Those two things go together. The purification of the punishment comes as a result of the sins. V'chozeret ha'ora Elohit la'ir al yedei tshuva u'masin tovim. But, don't worry, that light which is presently covered up and during exile is not revealed, through our tshuva, through our constant improvement and our good deeds, that Jewish people do great deeds in every generation, shekoach kedushat shem Hashem yitbarach hakashur bichlala, and the strength of the holiness of the name of God, which is inherently part of the Jewish people, even if the zchut avot of our forefathers ran out, the kedusha of godliness in our essence, that's essential, that doesn't run out. Me'orer l'tchiyat haganuz mikdushat avot, eventually it is going to reawaken the holiness of the avot, right, which we do continue to inherit, the holiness of God, the holiness of our forefathers, b'chol ha'muvanim she'uma gdola chayav kedusha tzricha lehem, because we will return to our role as the light to the nations, and we're going to need that strong light and the holiness. And if it's not going to come from the avot, it's going to come from God itself. And if you think about it, that's even greater. Because if the holiness comes from God Almighty Himself, that is an essential something which never runs out. Hashem never runs out of anything. He's eternal. Paragraph Gimel. V'hine al yedei zchut avot ba lanu hakoach hamusari haklali. During the generations that we have zchut avot, the merit of our forefathers, so v'koach hamusari haklali, you could see the ethical, moral greatness of the actions of the Jewish people, just like Avraham stressed the midah of chesed, of kindness, and Yitzchak gvura, and Yaakov tiferet, or chesed, emet. Shetochenu hu klalut hamidot yoter tovot. So that is when the zchut avot is visible. And you see it in the actions of the children. Hapoalot hanhaga tziburit tovam le'echesed mishpat utzdakah. Where you see that Am Yisrael runs and was running in the time of David HaMelech, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, according to the ideals of God, of justice and righteousness. Ha'uma shechai b'kirba koach ha'chayim ha'klaliyim mitzad ha'yesod ha'musari, hi zocha gam ken b'chayim mediniyim ha'bonim kol b'niyam u'chadim yachad l'avodat ha'klal. And together with this special morality and ethics that the Jewish nation had, comes together with the Chayim Medinim, a life of a national life, which also shines. And both of them were shining connected with Zchut Avot. This is the nation that Hashem promised to build out of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ve'aruach haklali biyachad im siduro ma'asi, hu chazak umatim, and the spirit of the life of morality and the life of a Jewish state, a proper Jewish state, asher rak bikabetz shnei ele, only when you have these two things together, chayim musarim v'chayim medinim klalim abnuyim aleihem, that special life of morality and the special life of nationalism based on the godly morality, tuchal kedusha yisraelit hapratit lacho, and that is when the holiness of Israel, even on an individual level, can shine through. Ayedei ma sheyishavu Yisrael et uzam v'chila mimakor kedusha elohit, because we are connected with the source of the godly holiness. Sheel yona harbeu mitnaset mikol mikorot musarim umedinim tiviim. And that godly holiness, that is the drive and the power that keeps everything going. Hamitalchim rak lefi oto ha'erech she'atarbuta enoshi omedet bo bezman ahu umishtaplim im kol shifluteha. But here Rav Yaakov Filber is sort of fixing up the Zacharo Nekeva. You always look at the square parentheses, not at the round parentheses. We're again. So what is Rav Kook saying? Amitalchim rak lefi, that a godly holiness is revealed according to the culture, the human culture, as it is standing. The erech is the value bizmanahu in every generation. In other words, when the Jewish people are living a life of a godly culture, of godliness, so it's shining. And on the other hand, it sinks to the amount that we sink. And again, zchut avot in such cases doesn't save the show. Paragraph Dalit. Aval al yedeya she'ifa me'amekor ha'elohi. But when we draw our strength, our godliness, from the godly source, ha'neshama ha'klalit mitnaset begova elyoni lemala lemala, to the extent that we connect with our godly, holy essence, right, even leave the forefathers by the side, the more, to the extent that we connect with our godly essence in every generation, right? Aside from our international role and our godly role, sometimes you see it expressed. But this high spirituality, the more it's shining, the more it has that effect. And when is it really shining? In the time of David, the kingdom of David, in the time of his son Shlomo. We then serve as a strong nation, as an example to the nations. V'chol eile hinam si'ifim tluyim bezchut avot sh'ashpa'atam nimshechet al yedei avot. But this eventually runs out. Al yedei hachet yesh lem efsek. Because when our sins outweigh the merits of our forefathers, so the shining kingdom of David doesn't shine anymore. V'yesh lem koach liyot chozrim v'neorim bevo itam. Again, Rav Kook is he's a great comforter, right? Whenever he mentions something that, you know, the merit of the father is going to run out, but don't worry, he already corrects us, don't worry, it'll return, right? Paragraph Hey. L'neged eile arba pratim higia zmana mashber. And this is why Rav Kook is explaining the four different aspects of the four different opinions of when zchut avot runs out. Mitzad hashchata musarit v'tkufot shonot. Morally, our sins are just so bad that we run out of the merit of the avot. Hanefila musarit haklalit, when we fall morally and ethically. That's the first pasuk that's brought from Hoshea ben Beeri, Higia bime Hoshea ben Beeri, where we were so bad, v'ata gale et nevelu'uta. Hashem is revealing our disgustedness, our nakedness, before the eyes of the nation. And if you ask, hey, what about zchut avot? Well, according to this opinion, that's when it ran out. Kishalona ma'amad hamedini, another aspect of when the Jewish people fell, is when we fell nationally. After the time of David and Shlomo, it was basically almost all downhill. Gam b'yoto od agud ba'eretz u'mamlacha, even though we still had our nation, and we still had a government, and we still had an army, we were still in the land of Israel, we had not yet been sent to exile. But because of our sinking spiritually, right before we're talking about sinking morally, now we're talking about sinking spiritually, Higia bimei Chazael Melech Aram. That came in the time of Chazael Melech Aram, who defeated, who is it? Yoyachaz. Hakishalon Apnimi. and the internal falling. Mibitula kedusha elohit pratit vahashpalata higia bimei Eliyahu. And another fall that we had was in the time of Eliyahu, Elijah the prophet. Ad shal yedei zehu tzrach lo ra'at sha'a shel har ha'karmel. You remember the story that we alluded to, what's going on there, that so many of the Jews of the Bnei Israel are serving the Baal, the idol of the Baal, and Eliyahu challenges them to a duel, and Chazal, our rabbis, ask, all right, there is, at that time, the time of Eliyahu, there is a Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. How is Eliyahu allowed to build an altar up in Mount Carmel near Haifa? You're not allowed to. When there's no Beit HaMikdash, so there was a certain period that Jews were allowed to build private altars. But not since there was a Beit HaMikdash, for sure, you're not allowed to. And Rav Kook is explaining, well, that was part of the fall of the Zechut Avot. Part of the fall that we no longer had those strong merits of the Avot is expressed in the fact that we weren't on that level to all go up to Yerushalayim and to serve in that one and only Beit HaMikdash. And not only that, we needed Eliyahu Navi to say, Hayom Yivada ki ata Elokim ubi Yisrael v'ani avdecha. Today everyone's going to know what they forgot. In other words, we really forgot and we really fell. And the merit of the Avot, according to this opinion, already ran out. But again, parenthetically, Hashem's still with us. And in that duel with Nevei Abal, the God of Israel wins, and Eliyahu's prophet wins, and everyone bows down, Hashemu Elokim, right? And in other words, even when things are really bad, and we ran out of this or we ran out of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. Even in all these psukim, where things are looking bleak, Rav Kook is pointing out, don't worry, lo litiyash, it's never really bleak for Am Yisrael. Omnam, nimshach ha'inyan b'Yehuda, ad she'akoach yoter klali omed latzeit lor al yedei malchut beit David la'amim rabim. Higia az ad mashber. But then, afterwards, in the time of Chizkiyahu, when the kingdom of David was sinking, because of a lack of connection with the Zechut Avot, we were not living like our forefathers, and we didn't have zchuyot of our own. Our ways became crooked. And all the great otsarot, the treasures that our forefathers had filled up, they ran out. Nevertheless, yeah, again, Rav Kook is saying, not to worry. Rak hakdusha elokit mitzad atzma. So what do we have left? We have something even greater than Zechut Avot. That is the holiness of God in our essence. Hagnuza be'omek haneshama, which is found inside the essence of each and every Jew. And that's what we see, which is waking up recently in the war in the Gaza, that we see that so many people, that people thought that this generation, the generation of the internet, they're not Zionist, and they don't have the fighting spirit, and if our enemies ever attack, we're really going to be caught off guard. And the truth is that the specialness of the Jewish people, that special godly, holy neshama, that altruism on the battlefield, and the unity that the Jews from Chutz La'aretz are helping out, and they're coming and volunteer, and my wife just told me that Chassidei Karlin, the Charedim, Chassidim, they made a whole party for the wives and for the children of the soldiers, and, you know, everyone's, that is the essence of the Jewish soul, which, as Rav Kook is saying, is really even greater than the Zechut Avot. Because when it shines, is going to shine forever. And it does shine forever. And even when things are looking down, that in the end is going to bring us out. Ha'gnuzah ba'omek ha'neshama, that special Jewish godly holiness that we have in each and every Jewish soul, u'mekor machtsevat Knesset Yisrael, and in our source, the source of Knesset Yisrael, which comes from, as Rav Kook here is alluding to the pasuk of, look at Avram Avinu, tzur machtsavatchem, the mountain which we are hewn from, our holiness is really from them. Even if we have run out of their schuyot, nevertheless, our godliness is always connected with the holiness of Israel and with the Holy Fathers of Israel. B'mida kazot she'atid hu lifanea. And that's why the great, great future is still before us. Afilu ma shelo yatza lapoal adayim bezchut avot. Even great things that never were achieved during the time of the Avot, even in the time of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, when they were all three of them were alive, there were certain things that we will surpass them, because of the godly holiness in every Jew. Ze yachzir kol avedot amtzayot im haikariot. This is what is going to return all of our lost belongings, the middle ones, in other words, the less important, im haikariot, with the more important, me'ata ve'ad olam kinat Hashem tzva'ot ta'aseh zot. That even though the context of the Gemara is that we run out of zchut avot, of the merit of the fathers, don't worry, kinat Hashem tzva'ot ta'aseh zot. The Jewish people are never going to be left alone, and our essential godliness is never going to leave us. And even in the sort of pessimistic Gemara, Rav Kook is noticing that all of these psukim are not really totally pessimistic.